I'm Gabby Hall, and today will be the second part of my interview with Dr. Francine Berman, leading expert in computer science. This interview is part of my series on women in STEM. Dr. Berman, thank you so much for joining us. So how has it been for you as a woman in STEM? How do you feel like that has impacted your career, if it has at all?
I would say I have sampled all three modes. Sometimes it made a negative difference. Sometimes it made no difference at all, and sometimes it actually made a positive difference. And I think most women in STEM I know, and I know a lot of them, you know, we all have this thing where you show up in a situation, you may or may not get extra attention from being a woman. You may or may not have extra expectations because you're a woman. It may be that, you know, people don't care what your gender is, or that people get to know you and they get to know you for who you are and your gender doesn't really matter. And I would say for most of us, maybe for all of us, all three modes are operational. And, you know, and then you have to sort of figure out, you know, like, how do I navigate this ecosystem where there are extra rocks in my backpack, or where there are fewer rocks in my backpack, or where there are the same number of rocks in my backpack going up the same trail as everybody else.
I know you're really involved with the Anita B organization and all these other incredible organizations for women. So really, what does community mean to you?
Community has always been super important to me, really important to me. And, you know, your community is kind of like your professional family. Sometimes they're your personal family too, you know, in your real life. But, if you're collaborative, you know, they're where your collaborators come from. They're where your colleagues come from. They're where the people who make decisions about what you do. They're where the people you mentor come from. And to me, building community means that the stuff that all of us do is better stuff. And it feels good to have fellow travelers. And so I would say that community is a really important part of that. As a woman in STEM, as a woman in computer science, there are people who I have known for many, many, many years. And we kind of peer mentor each other. You know, they tell me their stuff and I tell them my stuff. And we kind of, you know, muddle through together. And many of them are women and we've had some similar experiences, but not all of them. There's some great men in my, you know, peer mentor circles as well. And so one thing I would say is that it's often a little harder for women because there's so few of us. But don't write off the men, because there's a lot of men who really get this and who are really great colleagues and collaborators and partners. And there's some women who are not that, who don't play well with others too. So, you know, don't assume that just because someone's a particular gender that you'll have one kind of relationship with them or another.
How have mentors impacted your career?
So I haven't had a lot of formal mentors, but I've had a ton of informal mentors. So, and I've had a ton of informal mentees and some formal mentees. And I would say the important thing about mentorship is to find someone who can be safe and trustworthy and whose advice you think is useful to you. And I think, you know, it's hard to just be assigned that person. You know, like any relationship, you find the people you really connect with well in a way by you meet them and it's kind of, you evolve together. It's a bit trial and error. And so I would say formal mentorship programs are great and I recommend them, but you know, you can find your mentors anywhere. And you can be mentored as a woman in STEM by a man in STEM, or a man in anthropology, or, you know, a woman in, you know, textile science, or, you know, all kinds of things. Or somebody who's not in academia at all, if you're an academic. So I would say finding trusted people to kind of brainstorm, professionally brainstorm with, are very useful. I had an aunt, who's now not here anymore, but I remember I used to talk to her all the time about the ins and outs of my business in academics and the ins and outs of her business of being an artist. And it turned out that, and I talked to actually my daughter about this all the time, and she's in the business of dance making and dance. And, you know, the politics of dealing with communities of people are often very similar, no matter what your world. So just because you're in STEM doesn't necessarily mean that you need STEM people as mentors. But I would say mentorship is really, really important, and don't just assume you need a formal mentor. Mm-hmm. Just go out and find one. Find more than one. You'll get good advice from lots of other people.
It's interesting that you bring up people in more artistic careers, especially, you know, working with a school like RPI that's very STEM-focused and there isn't really too much emphasis on the arts. Do you think that there should be an increase in integration between the arts and STEM? And if so, how do you feel that that would benefit either platform?
I definitely feel that way. I think that, you know, we tend to put structure on the world that doesn't really exist. I mean, if you think about it, you know, anything you might engineer or create an algorithm, you know, touches people in other kinds of ways, through its design, through its functionality, through the way that they interact in their life. And the arts are really important. I mean, I think, you know, a life with just science and without the arts doesn't make any sense to me. I think both are really important. And they have a lot in common. So, yeah, I feel very strongly that these things should be integrated, and they're integrated in my own life. You know, like, I really care about the aesthetics and the conceptualization about things, and I care about the analysis, and I care about the data. And in my personal life, I do a lot of stuff involving both science and the arts. And I enjoy things that involves both science and the arts. So, I think we're selling ourselves short if we just focus on one thing or another.
I love that. Thank you so much.
For sure.
You're clearly an incredibly accomplished woman. What to you has been the highlight of your career?
You know, I have to say, you know, my career is constantly evolving, and I'm always looking forward to what I'm doing next. And, you know, I just love having had the opportunity to do the things that I'm passionate about. Getting to explore my passions has been wonderful.
That's really great. Do you have any recommendations for resources that you think more people should be aware of?
You know, I think curiosity is a great thing. And I think expanding your horizons is a great thing. And, you know, one thing I tell my own students is read widely. Read from everything. You know, read science and read The New Yorker and read novels and, you know, read instruction manuals. And, you know, like, read everything. Read from other countries. Get other points of view. Read from other sides of the political spectrum. All of those things are super important. I think that in your personal life, you ought to be doing something that's not work. And so I have things that I really care about. I kayak. I take ballet lessons. I hike. You know, I do all kinds of things that really do a lot for me. And they're really important to me. You know, get to know, like, a lot of different people with different points of view. Get to know people who grew up speaking another language or in a different culture or who's not like you. And I would say, you know, rather than, I don't know, I always think, you know, really cool people are T-shaped people. They have a lot of breadth and they have depth as well. And so, you know, you can spend all your time, like, learning about artificial intelligence or, you know, architecture, computer architecture, something like that. You know, but you ought to take in a movie once in a while or, you know, eat some food that you from a country you never heard of or, you know, whatever. So I do think those things are really important, and I think it makes you an interesting person, but also it also feeds your creativity, and so I think your actual professional work is better.
That's great. I absolutely agree with you. I just have one final question for this interview, and that's, what advice do you want to leave the listeners with?
Don't take anybody's advice. Listen to yourself. listen to what you really care about and start paying attention to that. and try to figure out how you can do more of that in your own life.
Thank you, Dr. Berman.